Jungle Shorts by Irene Rawnsley. Chapter 1. It was Friday afternoon. Class 3 had put on their coats and were waiting in a line to go home. Lenny was at the back because the zip on his anorak had stuck. He was so busy with the zip that he nearly missed what Mr. Cox, the teacher, said.
"Here's a letter for you all," said Mr. Cox. "Don't lose it and don't forget to give it to your parents. There's good news inside."
Lenny wanted to know what the good news was. He rushed across the playground to meet his mum.
"Quick, open this letter," he said. "Mr. Cox says there's good news inside."
"Say hello to me first," laughed his mum, but she opened the letter. She read it and told him, "Class 3 is going to have football lessons next week. The school will lend you some boots."
"Wow," shouted Lenny. "Real football? I bet I score 15 goals.
His mum put the letter in her bag.
"What about a stripy shirt and socks? Can I have a real football strip?" begged Lenny.
"Wait and see," said mum. At home, Lenny couldn't get out of his anorak and his mum had to help him.
"I'm glad you didn't break the zip. I can't get you another coat until next month," she said.
"I don't want a new coat," said Lenny, "but can I have real football strip, please?"
"Ask me after tea," said his mum.
They had pancakes for tea with jam and apple. Pancakes were Lenny's favourite, but today he ate as fast as he could. He put down his knife and fork with a clatter.
"You promised to talk about football things after tea," he said.
Mum took Mr. Cox's letter from her bag. "Each child will need an old T-shirt and some socks," she read.
"No, real football things," asked Lenny.
"I'm sorry, no, except for shorts. Mr. Cox wants you all to have new shorts. We'll go to the market tomorrow to look for some." Lenny was not happy, but he knew his mum. She had made up her mind, and that was that. He looked at his photos of football stars. They looked great. "I bet they always had a proper football strip," he thought. "I bet they didn't have to wear an old T-shirt." That night, he lay awake thinking. He was going to make sure his mum bought football shorts. He wanted proper white football shorts. Then he knew he could score lots of goals. The end.